Hello and welcome to the Off Kilter Quilt. My name is Frances and I'll be your hostess. Hello and welcome to episode 103, the Saturday episode, because it's not the Thursday episode. Oh my, oh me. It is Saturday. It's November 3rd. It's just after lunch. I spent this morning out and about. I went and voted. I don't know why. You know, I've never voted early before, and there seems to be such a big push, certainly in my neighborhood. That's the neighborhood listserv is all about, where the best place to go vote early is and where the best parking is and et cetera, et cetera. And I thought, well, you know, maybe I should go vote early and kind of get it out of the way. And then you would hear reports from other places where people are voting early and standing for 2 hours in line. That's kind of crazy. So I decided to go today, and if there were long lines, then I would just vote on Tuesday because our polling place is never crowded when I've gone. So I hope that doesn't say anything bad about our district, but it's true. But I went over to Duke Chapel and went in, not the chapel, but a nearby classroom, and no problem. Got in and out, voted, and have my little I voted sticker, and am good. And then I went over to the North Carolina Folk Life Institute, where I volunteer 1 or 2 hours a week and digitized slides. There's so many slides. I'm digitizing slides from 1977. There are just thousands of slides. This is a project that I think is going to have to take years. So be it. I don't plan to be doing it for years, but I will do it right now. And hopefully they'll get an intern who will be gung-ho for digitizing. But I did that, and then I came home and ate lunch and have been reading just a little bit. I'm reading this book, I think, is it called Tiny Beautiful Things? It's the Dear Sugar column that Cheryl Strayed wrote. I don't know if she's still writing it, for some online site that I've never visited. But it's a lovely book. I've just got it right over here. Let me check the title. Yes, it is called Tiny Beautiful Things, Advice on Love and Life from Dear Sugar. And let me see if it says on the back what the website was. No, maybe it does. I don't see it. It's really a lovely book. It's really quite beautiful. Although there, you know, after a while there's a sameness to her replies, because, you know, her basic message over and over is the same, which is be true to yourself, be good to yourself, be honest, be fair, various things. I don't know if I'm almost done. So I'm sure it's due pretty soon, and I'm sure it's other people have it on hold. And hold on, I think I'm going to sneeze. Oh, I did sneeze. Anyway, I just have a few more letters to read, but she's lovely. You know, she's a little bit more libertine, I think, in some of her views, but that's okay because I think she has a good heart. So I read that, and now I'm doing this. So it's Saturday afternoon. My big plans: I need to go to the gym, which I will do later in the afternoon. I want to post this podcast, which means I need to take pictures of knitting because that's pretty much what I've got to show you. It's been a knitting week. Been a knitting week. A little bit of quilty, very little quilty talk in this podcast toward the end, when I remember that Jay and I did a Skype session last week, and I'm going to do some applique this weekend, maybe today, perhaps tomorrow, but I need to finish a sleeve for Will's sweater, and then I will be done with Will's Gryffindor sweater, and I want to do this podcast, and I need to go to the gym, and I might write. I don't know, but I should, because next week I have to drive for a field trip on Wednesday morning, so I won't be able to write Wednesday morning. And then the boys don't have school Friday. And in fact, I have to do parent-teacher conferences. So me and the man off to hear about the boys. Jack got his report card, and it was good. It was, I think, 4 A's and 2 B's, a B minus in French, which he can do better than that. But French is hard for him, and that's fine. Understand, but he can do better than a B minus and a B plus in geometry, which is a little surprising because I think he's done, I think his test scores have been good, but I don't know. Anyway, he can do better than that too. But I also don't want to be the grade police. And there you go. That's a good report card, though, you have to admit. I haven't seen Will's report card. He's in fourth grade. What does it matter? He's doing fine. He does not know how to spell isosceles. You know what? Neither do I. I can't believe this kid's spelling list. Isosceles. Fourth grade, isosceles. Yeah, that's why we pay the big bucks, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, I'm going to, I think, just say thanks to everybody who commented on last week's episode, and that would include the lovely AJ Dub, Kelly the Fifth, Kate from Quilting Daydreams, and she said that she got some quilting done this past weekend. Yay, Kate, you can do it. I know you can. And then after you get some quilting done, you could podcast again. Yay. Heard from Amy, and she gave me the tomato paste tip of doing, when I have tomato paste, when I'm making tomato paste. She's catching up with all my podcasts. So this is why we're going back to the tomato paste of the summer, using the ice cube tray, which is a great idea. I've gotten rid of all my ice cube trays, but I was thinking for tomato paste and also pesto, it would be good to have some ice cube trays to freeze stuff in. So thank you. And I'm glad you like hearing the cicadas in the background. When we have cicadas, the cicadas are pretty much gone. Heard from Lori and Janet, who talked some about cooking for her kids. And it sounds like when she was cooking for her kids while they were still at home, she was doing more complicated cooking. And now that it's just her and her husband, she is simplifying. So I feel like my life is going to go the other way, that we are keeping things simple right now. I don't know, but you know what? By the time the boys are out of the house, I may just not feel like cooking anymore. We may just order pizza all the time. You know, I get tired of cooking now. So, but it's funner to cook when people like what you make, and the man always does. Although, you know, when he doesn't, he's very good about just mentioning it later. Or if I'm putting together a shopping list, I just do a weekly shop on Fridays. I say, "What do you want for dinner next week?" And sometimes he'll go, "Well, you know, anything's good. You know, I love everything you make, but God, maybe not the stuffed potatoes." Or, you know, and he'll mention some things either that we've had a lot of recently, or that he just doesn't love. So, and that's okay. But it's okay not to love something when you eat it with grace and generous spirit. That's my feeling about it. My children haven't mastered that. All right. Well, I think I said thanks. I don't know if I got any emails this week. I don't think I did. I'm going to look really quickly while we're just sort of, No. So if you did send me an email and I'm ignoring you, I'm so sorry. And I will try to find your email and email you back, which I do sometimes. Sometimes it takes me a while. Okay, I'm just rambling. I am rambling. I'm going to go take some pictures of knitting to post. And in the meantime, let me say thanks to everyone who commented. I appreciate you taking the time. If you would like to comment, theoffkilterquilt.wordpress.com. That's where I post my pictures. It's also offkilterquiltpodbean.com. And you can always email fdowell@nc.rr.com. I love hearing from you. Thanks so much for listening. And now on with the not so quilty quilt diaries. Quilt diary, day one, Tuesday, October 30th, 2012. This should not be a quilt diary because I've not been quilting. I've been knitting. Why have I been knitting, you ask? You probably don't ask it in a surprised tone of voice. You know that I knit. I'm usually working on a pair of socks, and I believe I've mentioned that I'm knitting socks for my nieces and my nephew for Christmas. No big surprise there. However, right now, what I'm knitting is a hat for myself because it's getting cold. And we here in North Carolina start to panic when it gets cold, and we often don't have the things we need, like hats and gloves. We had them last year, but we lost them, and it didn't matter because it was really only really cold 3 days. But this winter, this is not winter, it's still fall. Usually this time of year, it's in the late, in the high 60s, low 70s. I was going to say the late 60s. That sounds funny and weird, and of course is wrong. But you've probably heard about the big storm, Sandy, which did not hit us at all. It brought a little tiny bit of rain and some gusty wind, so a lot of our leaves are down, but we did not get in any way hit by it. But it is cold, and I guess that's the convergence of the storms and the fronts. It's not freezing cold either. I think I've probably mentioned I have a brother in Chicago and that he laughs whenever I say it's cold. And he's like, "Do you really think 40 degrees is cold?" And I say, yes, I do. Because to him, that's kind of summer. But it is cold. It's not as cold as I thought it was going to be. But when they started making the weather reports last week saying, oh, we got a cold front coming, I was like, oh, no, I don't have a hat. I do have a hat, but I don't have a cute hat. So I thought I better start knitting a hat and also finishing all my sweaters. So I've also been working on Will's Gryffindor sweater. And I'm so close to that being done. Why can't I just finish it? I'm so close. I have about just a tiny bit left on a sleeve, and then it's all the putting it together, which is of course, the really hard part about sweaters. I can do it okay. None of my sweaters look anything but homemade, which is fine, because I like the look of a homemade sweater, but sometimes they actually look dumb. I'm hoping this won't. Fortunately, I held up the back to Will the other day, and it looks like it'll fit. It was on the big side last year. The smallest size for the pattern was clearly going to be big for Will, so now he's kind of growing into it. He will be 10 tomorrow. That's really hard to believe. 10. Will is 10. He's such a boy, and he... You know, I mean, 10 is still early. I think that Jack was absolutely just fine until 11, and then you started seeing that stuff poking through, that kind of attitude and sneer and I don't really like you kind of thing coming through around 11. So we still have a year with Will, and Will's a different kid from Jack. I mean, I'm not deluding myself. He will be an adolescent, and he will behave as an adolescent, but... I hope that he will maintain some of his sociability. Jack has always been super quiet, so him not actually talking to us now, it's like, well, what's new? Nothing's new. I hope that Will will continue to speak, but I feel like we've got at least one good year. We're still 10. So old. He is a Halloween baby, so his birthday gets stretched out. We will start celebrating tomorrow. He goes trick-or-treating with his buddies over in Hope Valley. This is his first year of getting to go with his buds. We have always, we haven't always, but for the last 4 or 5 years, we have gone over to our friend's neighborhood. Our neighborhood is a total bust when it comes to trick-or-treating. It's a lot of old folks who turn out the lights at 3 p.m. and close the shades. Not a ton of kids, and a lot of the houses are set way back on the lots like ours. Like, I can't really imagine anyone trying to get to our front door. We always put out at the bottom of our driveway, we put a chair with a pumpkin in it and a bowl of candy, and no one ever takes the candy. I just get a small bag of Kit Kats, of snack-sized Kit Kats, because everyone here likes Kit Kats. So we have Kit Kats on Halloween night. Jack is not trick-or-treating because last year was his last year, and he's just going to stay home and... Anyway, but we would always go with these family friends in a really big trick-or-treating neighborhood. But now all the boys, Jack and his friend Aiden and Spencer, they've all aged out of trick-or-treating. So now Will gets to, we said, what do you want to do? And he said, I want to go trick-or-treating with Wynn. And Wynn's mom said, cool. And a lot of his friends from school live in that neighborhood. So he will have a great time. And we are just going to drop him off over there. And he's going to have pizza with Wynn, and then they're going to go. And Will is a creeper from Minecraft. I think that's what it is. Minecraft is the big game that they're all into, all the fourth grade boys are into. And fortunately, there's some protections, and there's actually one of the boys' fathers kind of owns their little space, and he keeps an eye and he watches over. And if there's any bad language or bad behavior, he boots the kids out, and he's done it. So good for him. Yay. Anyway, so a creeper is one of the characters in Minecraft, and we found a creeper sweatshirt, and then Will and the man made a creeper head out of a box in green paper. And it's very cool looking. It really is. So anyway, Will is psyched. And we will have a quiet Halloween while he's off with his friends. And then we'll go pick him up. And then Thursday, cupcakes to school. And Friday, we will have cake here. He's having his friends Wynn and Gavin come spend the night. So big sleepover. Oh, and when he gets back from trick-or-treating tomorrow night, we'll open the family presents. So whole string of days for Will to celebrate turning 10. Very nice. In the meantime, what else is going on? I'm doing this knitting, trying to get Will a sweater in case it gets even colder and the boy needs a sweater. You know, it's cold because he wore jeans today, and Will, it's hard to get him out of shorts. I mean, all these kids, they just wear shorts, all the boys. all year round. They don't care. But Will went out this morning and it was windy. And he's just like, I think I'll put on my jeans. And he did. Quilting news. Do I have none? Do I have any? I have none. I just have knitting news. And my usual observations about knitting versus quilting hold true. Knitting is sitting, quilting is moving. And that has become for me kind of the problem with knitting. And in fact, I have been knitting standing up. I did a lot of knitting on Saturday, and I just alternated. I would sit for a while, and then I would walk around and knit or just stand. I was watching John Adams for the umpteenth time. Watched the whole thing. Always love it. Such a good miniseries. If you haven't watched it and have any interest in American history and the Founding Fathers, et cetera, watch it. And I get it from my library. I've just put it on. I get in the mood to watch John Adams again. You know why I watch John Adams all the time? Because I have a huge Thomas Jefferson crush. The actor who plays Thomas Jefferson in the John Adams miniseries is so cute. He's a great Thomas Jefferson. I think he is Thomas Jefferson reincarnated. So I have to get my little Thomas Jefferson fix by watching John Adams. But anyway, so I was doing that Saturday. I was kind of watching, and I would sit for a while, and then I would stand. You're supposed, you know, now all these studies are coming out, like basically saying sitting will kill you. Sitting will kill you, apparently. So, and Sandy over at Quilting for the Rest of Us, I think it was in her most recent episode, actually talked about this program, and I need to look into this. This thing you get on your computer, there's a website or something. Something. Should have listened a little closer, but I'll go check it out or email Sandy. But it essentially buzzes or signals every once in a while. It's like it's time for you to get up and stretch. I can't remember. It tells you exactly what to stretch and puts you through a program. But I think that's a great idea, and I need to do that. I do that some with writing anyway. Just, you know, my age, my advanced age of 48, if I sit too long, you know, I start feeling it in my shoulders and neck. And so I will get up periodically and just walk around or go unload the dishwasher and just I take breaks and move around. And that's what I have to do with knitting. And the thing with knitting, especially when it's cold, it's so nice just to kind of snuggle up in a chair. I did that last night. The man and I watched a West Wing, and I sort of snuggled up in my chair. And by the time we, you know, and then I knit on my hat, hoping against hope that I could have it done by today. I didn't get it done by today. It won't be done for a while. But by the time it was over, you know, I stood up, I'm like, oh man, you know, and I was all like arthritic and stuff from doing that. So knitting is sitting, and I need to make knitting about moving because I love knitting, but I really do feel it in my shoulder, in my elbow, and in my back if I just sit in for a long time and knit. I do miss quilting when I'm not quilting. It's also been one of those weeks where I've been trying to do a lot of cooking. And yeah, cause it's just Tuesday and I can't remember now what I cooked for Sunday. Roast chicken. That was good. And then yesterday I took the remains of the roast chicken and made a chicken pot pie using a recipe from Eating Well magazine that I like. I think I've mentioned that. It's got really good, healthy recipes. The man and I both loved the chicken pot pie. Will, of course, doesn't eat any food that's mixed together. And Jack liked it fine. He ate it, but he was not overly enthusiastic about it, which, you know, I think that's all I have to tell you right now. I assume I will have something else to tell you when I come back before Thursday. I do plan to get this posted on Thursday. What pictures will I show you? I guess I'll show you knitting pictures. I got back in touch with a friend of mine via Facebook. This is a writing friend of mine. She and I went on a tween tour, not when we were tweens, but early in our career writing for tweens. And her name is Dorothy Love, and she had several really wonderful books, but and we stayed in touch. She's just a darling person. This was like, I mean, Will was just a baby when I went on this tour. And I didn't do very much because Will was just a baby. I think I was still nursing him. It's just like I couldn't really. In fact, we went down to Atlanta. The whole family went. It was, yeah, the nursing tour. But I just saw, you know, she's friends with another publishing industry friend of mine. And I saw her comment on Emma's timeline or whatever you do over there on Facebook. I don't know. And so, and I friended her. And so we've emailed back and forth. But she kind of got out of the children writing business in part just, I don't know quite what happened, but now she's writing romances and she works with this publisher and I think she just gets assigned, like, here, write this book. I think also she's about to segue just into straight historical fiction, which she's excited about. She says she's a little tired of romances. She's not a romance writer, but she's a writer. And she wanted to write, and she wanted to make money, and she's a good writer. So it's interesting. So I got her book, Beyond All Measure, out of the library today. And it'll be interesting to read it because, you know, I like genre fiction if it's written well. I just do. And Dorothy's a good writer, so I'm really looking forward to checking it out. I'm looking over at my stack of books that I picked up at the library. I picked up a book called The Dollmaker by Harriet Arnau, which is sort of a classic of Appalachian literature that I've never read, and I thought it was time. I picked up Katie Royfe's new book of essays and praise of messy lives. I've not read anything about it, but I love essay collections. Oh, here comes Will, just a sec. Okay, I'm back. Anyway, I also got a nice book, a new book on sparrows. I got a book called Climate Matters, Ethics in a Warming World. It looks very, very interesting. A book called Healing Spaces, The Science of Place and Well-Being by Esther M. Sternberg. And I'm pretty sure I heard her recently on the podcast called On Being, which used to be called Speaking of Faith. And she was very, very interesting. So I saw that. I'm like, oh, I think that's the woman I heard. You know, this podcast on Bean, which it's funny. People have mixed feelings. The hostess is Krista Tippett. And mostly, I don't know why they changed it to On Bean, which I find difficult to say and not as good as Speaking of Faith. She's very interesting. She can be very kind of cloying, her interview style, her speaking style. Sometimes it kind of makes me go, ugh. But I do think she's very smart. And she's been doing this series of conversations. I think it might be called Bridge Builders or something, where she has these interviews in front of a live audience, and we'll get two people from very different points of views, but who are known for trying to build bridges. I think she's recently had like a Republican and a Democrat, but the one I listened to the other day was on abortion, and it was a former nun who's very strongly pro-choice, and then a former Catholic who converted to Southern Baptist when he was 16, who is very strongly pro-life, and they both work very hard for their points of views. But it was amazing to hear them talk, and they spoke very honestly. And one of the things that Krista Tippett asked them, which I thought was brilliant, is what is one of the points from the opposing side that you like or resonates with you, and what is one of the points or stances in your own side that makes you feel uncomfortable? And I thought that was just brilliant, and it was really interesting to hear what they had to say. And it was also, liberating is not the word, it was almost soothing to hear these people of great goodwill who wished each other well and were really trying to listen to each other and be respectful to each other, trying to really hear what the other person was saying. And they knew they weren't going to change each other's mind, but they were really looking for ways in which they could come together, but also I think listen very respectfully and respond respectfully. You know, I think it's like healing in this climate that we live in, where everyone, you know, people on opposite sides just feel like they have to defame one another and defile one another and just be so nasty, to have these people going, yeah, we disagree, but it was interesting to hear what each of them had to say. Here's what I like about the other, you know, here the other person's stance, and here's what makes me uncomfortable about mine. And I think, again, I think that's so honest. I think whether you're pro-choice or pro-life, I know a lot of people who are pro-choice who still, they feel uncomfortable about abortion. It's not that. They just feel that, you know, that it's a freedom. I don't want to get into that now. But anyway, I think everyone has conflict in their own minds about these things. It's very hard. I mean, I'm very much against the death penalty, but I feel conflicted about that, you know. So I think we do. I think everyone feels some conflicts, and I think if you don't, then you're not thinking hard enough or compassionately enough. Just because you feel conflicted doesn't mean you're going to give up your stance or give up your point of view. Anyway, I would recommend, and you can, she's on, it's called On Being, And you can get it on iTunes. And there's a lot of great stuff. Again, there's some stuff that you're just kind of, Krista Tippett can kind of get on your nerves. But man, she talks to all kinds of great people. And there are, but these particular conversations she's having, they just really make me happy. So I recommend that. That's something I'm listening to right now. So that's what's going on with me this very second. And now I've talked a long time, so I can come back whenever I come back and won't have to say very much at all. So anyway, that's it for now. I will be back soon. Quilt Diary Day 2. It's Friday. I missed being a Thursday girl. I'm sorry. It just happened. I need to actually probably rethink Thursday, although I'm such a traditionalist. The idea of doing that goes against my grain, but I think I'm passively aggressively doing that. Anyway, it's Friday night. It's 6:10. NPR is on in the background, in the way background. I hope you can't hear it. But what's funny is they're doing, of course, a piece on the upcoming election, and they first focused on Mr. Obama giving a speech in a crowd, and everyone's yelling out, four more years, and then they switched to the Romney crowd, and everyone's yelling out, four more days. So we are not going to discuss politics here. I know we're all going to go vote. I'm going to go vote tomorrow. Apparently, early voting over at Duke Chapel. I don't think it's actually in the chapel, but it's the parking lot over there. That's where you go pull up, and apparently it's very fast and easy. So I've got my ballot that I printed out, and I sat down with the man because he covers state politics as part of his job. And so on the races I wasn't sure about, he often knows the people and knows if they're actually worth voting for. And it's interesting. It's a big mix and match of Republicans and Democrats. So, which I like to mix things up. I'm a mix it up girl. You know what I did not talk about in the last diary was I've been acting like no quilting, not at all. But I did have a Skype session with Jay last week. Very exciting. And I'm going to do applique. And I have a rose wreath, and that is going to be my project for the weekend, one of probably several projects, but definitely one of my projects. I'm excited about it. It looks a little challenging, but Jay gave good instructions, and she has posted on her blog, Art Quilt Maker, she posted on Monday a tutorial for doing it. So if you're interested in trying your hand at applique and have not done that before, then go over to artquiltmaker.com. All right, Travis is going nuts. You know why? Because we have 3 fourth-grade boys over to celebrate Wynn's birthday. Not Wynn's. I'm sorry, Will. Wynn would not be my child. Will would be my child. Wynn is one of the boys over, and Gavin. And they are just having a big, swell time. They've been out back playing football. The man has just gone over to Only Burger to get wonderful hamburgers for everybody. And then Lord knows what they're going to do. I don't know. Probably a lot of Minecraft. So anyway, Jack just came down, so I stopped, but now I've started again. Where was I? Applique, obviously the sleepover that's going on. It should be fine. These are very nice guys. Will has very nice friends. I mean, they'll be a little rowdy, but they're easy, I think, to keep under control. So yes, applique, what am I doing? I'm doing applique this weekend. I am voting. I have my ballot in front of me, so I know who I'm voting for. And other than that, some knitting. I'm feeling less panicked about the cold. It's been cold. This morning it was 36, which is fairly chilly, but it's not that bad. But still. So I'm back to socks because I need to get my Christmas knitting done, first of all. I need to get my Christmas quilting done. Second of all, I say first of all Christmas knitting because I will be seeing one of my nieces at Thanksgiving in Louisville, where I'll interview my mom. We'll do a little mom talk, a little Jane talk for the podcast. Yay. But I will be bringing gifts for all who are in Louisville so I don't have to mail them. My goal, my dream is to be ready for Christmas really early, which I know is an impossible dream. I know we try this every year, but I really want to do that. I really want to have a big chunk, like the gift buying done. Because I never end up really enjoying Advent. I never get the religious part of the season. And in fact, I end up by the time Christmas comes around, like, I hate Christmas. I hate Christmas because it's too much. It's too much. But if I can get a bunch of it done And I'm hoping we're going to do a little bit of a lighter Christmas here this year. I'm hoping my folks will be able to come. They may not. But even if they come, I think they are all about being chilled out and low-key. Yeah, so we'll see. But I would really love to have Christmas kind of ready way in advance so that I can be kind of holy and spiritual like the last couple of weeks. That never happens. It never happens. So that is my news for now. I just am knitting away, and I'm going to be appliquing away, and this should be fun. I am excited about it because I want to get artsy fartsy with quilts, and I think applique is like the first step. I think it's a step in the right direction. We shall see. It may reduce me to tears. I may be in a puddle on my floor by the end of the weekend. I just don't know. Jay, stand ready. I could be Skyping, doing some emergency Skyping. I don't know. I hope not. Anyway, I think that's mostly what I have to say. I need to go and eat my tail and say hello and thank you to everyone who commented. If you would like to comment, and, you know, not to complain or to whine, but, and I think it's my own fault for being a little inconsistent with my posting the last couple weeks, not getting a lot of comments, not feeling the comment love. And that's okay, because you know what? We're all busy. We are all busy. I think a lot of us may be at that point of the fall where we're losing some energy. We're losing a little steam. So I get that. But if you feel the impulse, go ahead. Go ahead and comment. Well, I can tell you some good news that I just heard today. The Second Life of Abigail Walker is one of Publisher Weekly's best books of the year. Hooray! That's good news. That's very nice news. My publisher will be very happy with me. And I'm very happy about the book. So that's good news. And I'll end on that high note, that good note. I hope you have a good weekend and a good week. Get your work done. You know, make a place for your quilting. We all need to do that. That's a hard thing to do. Find a place for your quilting. Do your work. I'll see you next week. Bye.